Hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan here and it's Thursday the 14th, 15th, 16th of February. And this boo that I'm making today is kind of a sort of a prequel, is that the correct word, or a sequel I should say, to the February boo a little while ago about names, audiobook names and nicknames. I think they were combined, I can't remember anyway, nicknames. So, I related at length to the nicknames that I had went through in my life. And but I held one back. And the reason I held one back was because it was something that I wanted to relate a little story involved in it, and it was the nickname Bugs, that's B-U-G-S, Bugs. First time I heard this was I was about 12 year old, and my dad, who worked in the local colliery, is a miner, a very hard working man like all the miners were, and I think you couldn't take a child down the mine for a visit unless they were 12 and over. I think that was the rule. I think that was the reason why at that age he asked me if I wanted to go down and take me down at the weekend when things were pretty quiet. And let me see just exactly, because I always wanted to see what my dad done. When you're growing up and your dad's in a profession or a job that you're not really aware of what they actually have to do in a normal day. And I mean, if he's a bus driver, he drives buses, and if he's a baker, you know what bakers do, and it's easy popping at the shop. But when your dad's a miner, you can never ever imagine the kind of life that they're going through. So, as I said, my dad decided he would take me down, and I was really excited, absolutely excited. I think he told me several days before we were going to see if I wanted to go, so he could arrange it with the bank manager. And so I was absolutely keyed up for a solid week. And in the morning that we were going, the colliery was only a 15-minute walk, basically, from our door. And we walked down through the lanes towards the what they called the pit entrance road, which was a long, most pit entrances were just a long straight road into where the buildings were, the surface buildings were. And Easton was exactly the same, big long straight road. And so as we walked down through the lanes, through the housing schemes, I remember we stopped, and a mining friend and my dad's came up the lane coming back from the pit, and my dad greeted him. I can't remember the guy's name, but right away I noticed this guy said to him along the lines of, "Oh, how are you going, Bugs?" And I thought, how dare that man call my dad Bugs? You know, why is he calling my dad Bugs? And so they conversed for a bit. And all the time they were conversing, I think, because he mentioned the Bugs, yeah, you're right enough, Bugs, or blah, 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 Bugs. And I thought, why does he call my dad's name's Patrick, or Pat, you know? And anyway, this, excuse the pun, it really bugged me at the time. I couldn't get this out of my head all the way into the pit, so anyway, we got into the pit. And of course the first guys that he met, oh, hello, Bugs. You got the laddie with you today. And I thought, there's a going to call my dad Bugs. I could not figure out this name. I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't ask my dad. I was just too young to breach the subject with him and say, look, why are they calling you Bugs, Dad? You know, that's not your name. So I just kept wondering. And of course, he took me down the pit. And everywhere we went, it was Bugs. Hi, Bugs. How's it going, Bugs? Oh, you got a laddie with you, Bugs? Blah, 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 blah. this went through the whole visit. Now, it didn't ruin the visit. The visit down the pit was, oh, it was amazing. Down the shaft, for a start, going down the shaft, my God, that was a scary experience. You enclose the cages and you get rattled down it, something like 16 foot per second or something like that. And then down the manholler, and obviously it didn't take me completely into the mining sections which were working, but I've seen enough to have a fantastic day. We brought back to the canteen, took me into the canteen and met the miners, and he got me a bite to eat, some sweeties, and it was just a fantastic day. So anyway, as I said, I forgot about things for a little while, and then I got a little bit older, and I said to, it was actually a guy called my Uncle John, who visited our house very regularly, and he stayed just in a nearby town, but he worked with my dad, and he was just known as Uncle John. And so one day I plucked the courage up and I says to him, look, Uncle John, when I went to the pit with my dad, all these men were calling them bugs. And that's no nice. And Uncle John just grabbed me and gave me a great big hug, and he laughed. He laughed his head off. And he says, oh, you're daft, laddie. So I says, what am I being daft about? He says, in the pit, son, miners invariably work in pairs. And he says, so I work with your dad. He says, and we all get nicknames. And he says, so we're Bugs and Bunny. And when he explained that, I thought, well, that sounds reasonable, Bugs and Bunny. Because then I found out that he was known in the pit as Bunny Drysdale. My dad was Bugs McIntyre. And there were guys that worked together that I got to know. Once I started in the pits, I served an electrical engineer apprenticeship in the pits, and I come across guys who were known as Andy and Pandy, and Bill and Ben. You could go on and on. There were so many of them, but that's why I kept the story back, because when I started in the pit as an apprentice, then the people who I was working with just called me by name, just Stuart, or I said to them, look, it's okay, you want to call me Stu or Stu, fine. But the miners christened me almost immediately as Wee Bugs, and that was me. So to virtually all the miners I was in the pit, and for over 7 years that I served an apprenticeship and was a journeyman, I was Wee Bugs. And the funny thing is that when they called me Wee Bugs, I was proud, because my dad was a well-known miner. He was a big strapping man. Unlike me, I take off my mother's side. My dad was of the McIntyre side, obviously, who were big men. He wasn't a fat man, he was a big, powerful man. I mean, his shoulders were about 3 feet across, 4 feet across, strong as an ox. So when they called me Wee Bugs, I was proud, because I was my dad's son. And wherever we came across, if we crossed our paths at times down the pit or in the baths or in the canteen, and of course he'd be called Bugs and I'd be called Wee Bugs. And I was so proud of that. A strange name to be proud of, but believe me, I loved my dad. I was proud of my dad because he was just a common miner, but he was, to me, the man I always wanted to be. He was strong. He was strong-minded. Nobody messed with my dad. He wasn't a fighter, don't get me wrong. He wasn't a man that looked for fights, but nobody messed with my dad. And he was a life and soul party when he was out. But he stood his ground and he spoke his mind. And I was brought up on the McColgan side, which were more timid, more fragile, and bold and in nature. And I always wanted to be my dad. And so that's why Wee Bugs to me. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. A little bit emotional. So yeah, so as I was saying, if somebody was here to call me Wee Bugs once again, I'd be totally proud, absolutely proud. I'm not going to rattle this on any further. I think I've just lost the plot a little bit. So thanks for listening. Bye for now.